Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Fuck You, Dad. Kenyon is not here again this week, and if you want to hear why, the ridiculous, disgusting reason why, I would suggest that you listen to our latest episode that was released on our Patreon. So go ahead and go to www.patreon.com/FUDAD and sign up and listen to me yell at one of my friends.
Or DM me, because I have a lot to say about Kenyon.
Yeah, Evan Hull, our guest today.
Because he's not here, so he can't defend himself.
No, he can't. Well, he couldn't defend himself even if he was here. He defends by offense. He's an offensive fella.
I do realize I chimed in before I was introduced.
That's okay. He's here. Well, when is your show at the Lincoln Lodge?
First and third Sundays at 7:30.
First and third Sundays at 7:30 here at the Lincoln Lodge. Come through. I like to do the plugs at the beginning.
Cool. Yeah, because people stop listening once they start to hear my stories.
Maybe. Evan, we ran into each other. When was it? It was years ago in this fine city doing comedy. But I don't recall. I don't think I remember where you started comedy.
I don't recall meeting you. I only recall being friends with you. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. I don't remember the exact point either.
I know you did my outdoor show during the pandemic.
Oh, that was
and
so
that
much
was
fun.
Very fun.
Yeah.
To have you on that, and I think after that we've always been friends.
Yeah.
And I obviously love you a lot more than you love me.
I don't believe so. I think it's the other way around, but that's okay.
Well, we can.
I had a really nice time at the comedy bar that once when me and you were having a full conversation next to your girlfriend, and then you didn't introduce us at all, and we had to do that thing.
So don't. Why would you throw me under the bus like
that? The thing where two strangers have to go like, oh yeah, our mutual acquaintance has dropped the ball, and now we have to do this. Where I go, my name's Nick.
Abby and I have had a lot of conversations about this because she's around comedy a lot, and she's around comedians a lot, and she's around all my friends a lot, and For a while, I was introducing her to everyone because that's what you do as a normal, respectful human. And then, but then I would, 90% of the time, they'd be like, Evan, I know Abby. I know your girlfriend. We've met 1,000 times.
And that's kind of double embarrassing.
Right. And so I have just told her straight up, I'm like, I'm not going to introduce you to be like, if you don't know them, we can figure that out. But I don't want to do the same. I was like, I don't know who you know and who you don't know. And you see so many people.
So where did you start comedy?
I started comedy in college when I was in Iowa City, Iowa.
That's fucking right. You're a corn boy.
But I'm from Colorado.
Okay.
But I went to school in Iowa. I started comedy in Iowa, but I was doing it like...
That doesn't change the corn.
No, I mean...
It's still corny over there.
Yeah.
That's corn everywhere.
I'm a big Midwestern fella.
Yeah.
Despite not being from the Midwest. but both my parents are Midwestern, so I got the staunch corn-fed genes in me.
But
I started in college in Iowa City, Iowa. I was doing comedy like once a month there because there wasn't a lot of, like even if you had a car, you could maybe get up like 2 to 3 times in a week.
Okay.
But I was also a student and an athlete in college. And so naturally. I was like not doing comedy that much, but I was running a show. And so I'd basically just do it like once a month for 2 years. And then I didn't start doing it like, quote, full time until I moved to Chicago.
Okay. What did you play in college?
I was a diver. I played diving.
Oh, my God. So doing all the flips and stuff?
Yes.
Flipsy tricksies?
Yeah, it wasn't scuba diving in Iowa, no.
So, okay, this is something with those kind of sports, like what was the first time that you did something where you're like, this is scary and I don't want to do it? Like
the whole time. I hated it.
Okay.
I was miserable. Yeah, but yeah. I didn't know. I didn't do any like my. So my and we'll obviously get into this, but my dad was like a national champion gymnast in college, and then my brother was a national champion diver, and we were growing up
just super into tight clothes.
Oh yes,
just
we were the most homoerotic family. Full of straight men.
Were you a wrestler too?
I'm built like a wrestler. Yeah, they would have named a move after me.
That's what you should have done.
Yeah,
all the spandex was leading to that.
Yes, no, but I We like so we grew up in gymnastics, so I have these shoulders that just you know I've got a wide back. Everyone says.
Yeah.
So I did that, and then I switched over to diving full time when I was like in high school because I got hurt, and I liked it more. I was better at it. And then I like went to college for it because, like I said, that was like what my family did. You know what I mean? Like I didn't really have another identity.
Okay.
And so I was like in college for it, training all the time, miserable, not very good because I didn't want to work very hard to get better. But I was at this like Big Ten school in this top program that I somehow happened into a spot on. And I was the worst of, I say I was like the worst of the best because I would like go to Big Tens competing against like the Big Ten champions and like Olympians and I would take last every single time.
Yeah, that's got to feel really good. That's got to feel really cool.
when you do it that's naked like when you play in front of a crowd, too, it hurts, and it gives you a lot of weird
to see, issues. To have your dick so exposed and to look up at the scoreboard yes, and you like, just see your name last. In last.
And yeah, not even last by a little. You know what I mean? And it was just miserable, and I was unhappy.
Give it up to Evan Hull, the fellow who shouldn't be here.
Yes, the one who he thought this was the theater club.
You do look really – you're such a thick –
I'm a
guy.
Very dense guy.
I feel like you diving would look like somebody... You know when you, like, throw a sponge into a sink?
I'm deciding whether I'm hurt by this or not. I need a minute to process like whether this hurts
a sponge
me.
That's all soaked up. You
yes.
know what I'm saying?
Well, I... And to be
like,
honest
I feel
with
like
you,
you'd whap.
To
like
be honest
really
with
whap.
You, I was good enough... Because once you get to that level, it's good enough that I wasn't, like... Well, I was eating shit a lot.
You'd
I,
look like a giant... Like a... You know when you're pooping, like, nuggets? And you get
this is getting worse. This is getting really way more hurtful.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry.
No,
go
but
ahead,
you're
ahead,
almost correct. Yeah. But I was just really powerful. Like I'm just a strong guy. You know what I mean? So I uh-huh. could like. I'm in. So for the
that's
listeners,
lit. I'm not big. I'm powerful.
I'm 7'6", 400 pounds of sheer muscle. For the listeners, just so you guys know, I was just a power. But that's what like I should have been a wrestler. I have wrestler body. I have a very
absolutely
like, slow but powerful. Demeanor in my body.
I went to a huge high school, like thousands of kids. So all of our sports were all like the kids who played in that sport were always like you know pretty high up there. So our wrestling team were just like Oompa Loompas.
Yeah,
they're just like boom, huge yes. guys like pit bulls, and they love. I tell you what wrestlers love. They love chewing tobacco.
I was literally about to say chewing tobacco.
Chewing tobacco.
And being dicks in public. The wrestlers, so Iowa was a huge wrestling school, uh-huh. right? We're like big time wrestlers. The wrestlers and the baseball players were my two least favorite teams. Because I only, for the first, you know, 2 years, I was only around athletes all the time.
Yeah. High school baseball players look sick. You look sickly. I don't know why. They were all like.
And then they get to college and they start committing assaults.
Yeah.
Tell you that much.
Well, part of their whole thing is a baseball bat is a weapon.
Yes,
it's a weapon, guy.
And I
swinging that around.
We do have a good comedian friend who's a college baseball player, and I'm not talking about you.
I know you're not talking about me. Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about
though?
DJ Ribsky, and he is not. He was a college baseball player.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me either.
Shout out DJ. I'm not. I'm here. Great.
He's the only Asian DJ with short hair.
I don't get that reference.
You know, like music DJ.
Oh, okay, sure.
That's what I was.
What are you
going
talking
for?
About? Like Andrew WK? Is that the only DJ you can think
I'm
of?
I'm trying
that's
to
Asian?
Think. No, no, no.
Calvin Harris is not Asian.
No, I know. Who's the other guy? He does have long hair. Steve Aoki.
Oh.
Check motherfucking mate, motherfucker.
All right, you win this.
Yeah. It was a good joke.
It was. It was fun.
That feels good to stamp. Even though you didn't laugh, I still felt I felt.
Well,
good
I didn't
about
laugh
it.
Not because I just didn't get it.
Do you know why I said it, though?
Why'd you say
that
it?
Was a thing that I've always wanted to say. Like, because if I hosted a show he's been on a couple times or whatever, or vice versa, I was like, that's not a bad thing. But I always chicken out on
you've
stage.
Got a pocketed line for him?
Yeah.
Mine is...
I whipped it out on the
pod. Mine is, he was one of the good college baseball players.
I got to ask him about chew. I wonder if he...
Oh, yeah. They chewed hard. They all did.
Yeah.
One time we were in the dorms in the RA. We were drinking with one of the baseball players. And we had an open window in the back of the door. It was a pitcher. And the RAs came knocking at the door. And this kid grabbed two bottles of Burnett's and was just, like, about to launch them at the window. And we both were like, no! And then he just, one, two, straight through the window. perfect shot. The window was like cracked like 7 inches.
Oh, he just
threw up because he was a pitcher. He just had perfect aim. Crossed the room, threw, and I was like, I've never been more. We didn't get in trouble. RAs came in. There was no alcohol in the room.
Well, except, yeah. And then they go outside and they're like, oh, there's like,
two broken bottles of Burnett's.
The whole sidewalk smells like a bar. Yeah, right
it was grass below us. We're on the first floor. It was grass, it was like behind the building. So it was totally fine. But it was cool.
Where'd you go to college? Oh, in Iowa?
University of Iowa.
University of Iowa, not Iowa State. Mm-hmm. I had some Iowa State buddies.
You don't like them.
So growing up in Colorado, okay, here's a fun game I wanted to play with you. Can I guess what kind of elementary school kid you were? Then you guess me. And then we do each other, and then we'll come and it'll be good.
Sure. Elementary?
Okay. Yeah. I'm talking like child. I'm gonna because I think I know what kind of kid you were.
Okay, let's see it.
Because I can tell by the whole thing. Okay. So this is okay. In kindergarten, you smelled a little bit like maple syrup. You held a crayon like this. You were a fist guy. You were fist only. You kind of did big swirls, and you weren't a bully on the playground. Okay, you would just run fast and knock kids over, but not. Know that you were doing it. Okay. If you knew you knocked someone over, you would apologize, but you didn't know that you knocked them over because you were going too crazy and you were running too fast. Mm-hmm. You got big legs and you're a screamer. You're a big, wah! You're a big, that kind of kid.
Hmm. All wrong. 100% wrong.
Nothing?
I don't think anything.
Not even the crayon grip?
No, especially not the
crayon grip. I was all in on the crayon
grip. I get annoyed when people fist things.
Yeah,
keep that soundbite. Yeah. Use that one for a promo.
You get annoyed by that?
Yeah, it may, like when people hold spoons like this.
Oh, no, it's disgusting. It's savagery.
And I have always felt that way, even from a young age. Oh, it just didn't make any
totally
sense
misjudged
to me.
You
Didn't smell. I don't know why I smelled like maple syrup.
I think not, I just feel like you're stocky.
Fat Canadian. It's kind of.
I think it's your build. You look like you eat a stack of flapjacks every morning.
No. And I also, as far as I've always been so hyper conscious of my body and my smells.
We're going to talk about your body this whole episode.
I can make a whole episode out of it. I can make a couple. It's a big body. I told you, dude, I'm built like a Christmas ham, but a Christmas ham that is like showered and shaved. Well, not shaved, but you know, showered and clean and smells nice.
Yeah.
I don't, even from a young age, I've always been
Maybe
very
that's where
conscious.
The maple syrup came from was the ham comment. I just
probably
feel like
from
you're
the ham comment.
You're sticky. All right, you do me. What kind of kid was I?
I think you were quiet.
Okay.
I think you were quiet, but people liked you. I don't think you were a loser, but you weren't cool necessarily.
No.
But I don't think you were a loser. I think you were just quiet, back of the class, hands in the pockets kind of guy.
To an extent. Yeah. There was
and
a
I bet
weird
you,
shift
I bet you played the sports on the playground, but just you were unremarkable.
now you're getting hurtful. This
well,
is
I
hurtful.
Didn't mean you weren't
I know,
bad,
but
you weren't
so
the
correct.
Star, dude.
You were so correct, and I was so like,
yeah, well,
way
like
off
I said,
the
I
mark.
Love you more than you love me.
I did play sports on the playground, and I was very unremarkable, but cared a lot about it.
Okay.
This is a great – can I tell a story about some playground stuff, and then we're going to get
your
into
podcast.
Your dad?
Yeah, you do it. I'm just the guest. It's your podcast.
Because I've been wanting
ahead,
to tell this for
go
a
ahead
while.
And tell a story on your podcast.
I got my heart broken on the playground
in
fifth grade, dude, during a four-square game.
That's hurtful.
You know the rules of four-square?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay.
I know that the rules set you up for some real heartbreak.
Dude, it was the power dynamics and the emotion. So I'm in square four, okay? This girl I have a crush on, she's in square one. She's making up all the rules, right? And then I can't remember the specifics, but she made up a rule and she did something wrong.
Was this your crush already, pre-existing?
Oh, this has been... No.
She was the fourth grade hottie?
Only me. No. I wasn't that guy. I wasn't like, oh, I like the girl that everybody likes. No. I liked this chick.
Oh,
nobody
cool.
else liked her.
That's cool.
She kind of had your body. She's like a farm
girl. You like a farm girl? You like a woman built like an animal?
I think it's because they think a farm girl would think that I'm badass, you know?
Yeah.
I would think that she kind of looked at my Razor scooter.
It was like, this guy does tricks.
Yeah.
You guys got a switchblade?
I couldn't bar spin, but I could get up there. I could get some air.
Yeah, a little bunny hop?
Yeah, a little bunny hop.
I could tail whip.
I could tail whip too, and I could wheelie. Right. I had a wheelie bar.
Anyway, so what happened?
Don't get me fucking started on my scooter shit, bro. So she's making up rules. She says something. I don't know. Something went wrong, and I went, no, no, that isn't right. Like, you're out. And she kind of gave me a look or whatever, and she sat back out, and I was like, yeah, you know, whatever. And we like each other.
Never
we're teasing.
Never disrespect your queen, Nick.
Yeah. Well, I come to learn this. So I come all the way up, right? I go from 4, I go to 3, to 2, to 1. Now I'm in the 1 spot. She's in the 4 spot now. And we're tossing the ball around. And I just, I think I'm playing around, you know what I mean? So I smack the ball in her square and it goes out. So she gets kicked out. And I was like, ah, you're out again. And she was like, I'm never going to love you. And I was like, what?
Whoa.
And she was like, I know you like me and it's never going to happen.
In front of everyone?
Yeah. At the four square thing.
What a bitch.
And I was like,
holy shit, dude.
I had to... You know when, I feel like this is the thing, like, when people get caught in, like, serious crimes, like, see, this is why I love true crime, is because you see people, like, have to really be on their feet, because I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And she was like, I know you like me, Mackenzie told me, and then I looked at Mackenzie, and she's like, ah, she's, like, laughing, yeah. Like, running away, and then I can feel my face, and I'm starting to get
that. She and Mackenzie, I'm killing both of them.
Oh, my dick shriveled into my body, up into my stomach, into my mouth. Holy. I could feel my dick in my mouth.
Yeah?
Yeah.
First time.
I've tried to recreate it ever since then.
That makes me really feel bad for you.
Do
you still keep up
tough.
With this girl?
Absolutely. Okay, there was a whole thing. So
I don't mean to unpack your trauma here.
No, it's not trauma, dude. It's fucking hilarious because it's fifth graders. And it's a microcosm of my whole life, and it's why I don't trust women 100%. But it's not trauma, you know?
Sure.
So,
you sound fine. That checks out.
This is what happens. So that happens, right? In like the – it wasn't the end of the school year, but it was kind of close. So then the end of the school year – Mackenzie, who I'm a crossing guard with, that's my crush's best friend, right? It's the last day of fifth grade.
They're letting kids be the crossing guards?
Yeah.
In the streets?
I mean, it's not a freeway. It's also a suburb of Minneapolis. It's like, you know what I mean?
I
had a big old flag.
Child labor laws.
I got paid in a trip to Camp Snoopy at the end of the year.
The fuck is Camp Snoopy?
It's the amusement park.
Is that where you
park.
Were molested? Because that's where you get
not
molested.
Not me, but a lot of them,
right,
I'm
that's
sure.
That's where, well.
It's an amusement park in the middle of a giant shopping mall. The Mall of America.
The Mall of America.
Yeah.
That's Camp Snoopy?
Yeah. It was Camp Snoopy. Now it's Nickelodeon Universe. RIP.
That rules.
Yeah, it sure does.
Cool.
Corporate America's fucking awesome, and I love to see
that's
it
true.
Change
I'm
things.
I'm a capitalist.
Yeah.
I'm a staunch capitalist.
Nickelodeon everything, baby.
Yes.
It's called Nickelodeon Universe. Everything's a universe now.
Right, because we got to think outside the box.
Everything is a fucking
universe.
Anyway, I got to finish this. I shouldn't have had edibles.
Yeah, we're like, we're at, what, minute 20 now?
I don't know. We're coming up to it. So this is the last day of school of fifth grade, right? Like last day we're at elementary school before middle school. Kids think it's a big deal, even though you know now that it's obviously not, but you think it's a big deal. So I am at the buses, right? And I'm doing my crossing guard duty. I'm sitting there with my flag, and then Mackenzie comes up with my crush. I'm like, what's going on here? And then Mackenzie like shoves her towards me and she's like, do it. And then this girl like gave me a hug. But I didn't hug back because I was stuck. I was like, if I don't move,
yeah, and
this
you're in the
won't
middle of the
happening.
Street. You're the most vulnerable you can
now,
be.
Now, this isn't all around the Foursquare people. This is the entire school, like all grades. All grades are waiting for the bus. And she does this like.
Watching Nick get sloppy in the street.
It was literally like the. Now, this is going to sound bad, but it was child prostitution.
Gross.
Mackenzie was like, I'm going to give you whatever.
That doesn't sound bad at all, dude.
I'm going to give you money, and you're going to hug Nick, which in elementary school is like a huge deal. And then I was like probably shaking, about to vomit. And then she like stopped, and she like ran to her bus. But it felt so gross because I was like, that didn't feel good. That
no,
feels bad.
But I will say, Mackenzie, good job. Holding your friends accountable. I don't think she did it right. I think she did a bad job, and I think she could have handled it a lot more gently.
Yeah.
More gently.
She could have let me down.
But she could have let you down, but she it was nice of her to hold her friend accountable and be like, say you're fucking sorry.
Oh, she didn't say I'm sorry. It was, no words were exchanged.
But that was a sorry.
But she then continued to not talk to me for the rest of, I
she
mean, ever.
She shouldn't.
The but business it was nice is closed?
Yeah, the business is closed, but it was nice of Mackenzie to be like, that was mean. Now go make things worse in the middle of the street.
Yeah. Make sure he never, ever forgets it.
Yeah.
And then later in middle school, my friends played a prank on me, which they were pretty ingenious in this because this is before social media. They created a fake email address and then under my, like my crush's name and stuff and sent me emails like, let's start talking again. I love you. And then I called them like, you guys are not going to believe it. My life is turned around. And then they're like, it's us. And I think that ruined me as a person.
Remember the game that you wanted to play where it ended in you having to tell us all of your childhood trauma? Do you remember that?
And when I said
you were like,
wasn't.
Let's play a game, and then I nailed it, and you were like, fuck you! And started talking about these girls that hurt you. Shut up! I was cool!
It's been a roller coaster of an episode.
It has. It's been fun so far.
So you didn't have any fun elementary school experiences like that?
I was a pussy, dude. I was a... I had stuff like that. I was cool, kind of, in elementary school. But I always wanted to be cool, like all the way up until probably mid-college.
That's how you're not cool, though. That's how you get to be pretty not cool.
Exactly right. And I think that a lot of it clearly read. You know what I mean? That everyone was like, he's trying. We like him. And if he'd try a little bit less hard, we'd like him a lot more.
Did you have those shirts with the big American Eagle on it?
Oh, no. I don't mean like I wasn't.
'Cause I tried that.
I mean, like, I really, really wanted to be one of the cool kids, and I think I was probably a bully sometimes to people because I thought that was the cool thing to do.
Oh, well, yeah. Who did?
And
who
I didn't realize until, like, probably I was, like, 19 that the only way to be cool was to just be normal. And I think I overstepped a lot. And so that probably came to fruition, like, fourth grade was when I started really wanting to be cool.
Yeah.
And so I don't have a lot of cool experiences because I wasn't really included.
You were way too focused on the game.
Way too focused on the game. I've always been way too focused on the game, and it has always been a hindrance to me because you overthink stuff, and then you're not just fun.
No, you're over there strategizing like, well if
here's
I play
what
kickball,
I'm gonna say. Yeah.
Jason isn't gonna see me. Jason only sees me if I'm on the monkey bars, and I gotta be good on the monkey bars.
And that is still true to this day. I still do that, and I have to actively be like, Evan, you're being an idiot.
Yeah.
And, like, just be like, just do the thing. Like, it's still that way.
So what was your I'll start with this. Has your dad seen you do stand-up?
He has.
Okay. Does he
love actually, it? He loves it.
He's a big support guy.
He's so funny. My parents are funny. They're
he's a bra dad. He really supports you, holds you up tight.
He's a bra dad. He's more of a jockstrap kind of dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So my parents are fun because my...
No ass.
So my dad's a lawyer, like an insurance lawyer.
Oh, you're coming out as rich on the podcast. That's
fun.
Oh,
yeah. No, we definitely.
Evan Hull's coming out as rich.
Yeah. Well, you know,
a big day
maybe
for
we
you.
Should take a minute before we demonize my family. Maybe I should talk about them a little bit before we just be like, he's rich. Because
no.
They're pretty
no,
good
people.
It's a
big people. Day for you. You're coming out. It's
I've
nice.
Always said that. I know that. But there's my dad.
I can tell by the way you're sitting. Now I know why the hand thing, you're like, I hate people who hold things like this. It's all coming together.
Yeah, because they're poor. I'm just kidding. I'm just starting going on a tirade and be like, people who hold things weird are clearly poor. You know why? Because they didn't have school to teach them. Yeah. No, my dad was a lawyer. My mom's a writer, so she's an artist. And my dad is the one who gets like, he'll get like two drinks in him and get real sentimental and be like, you're going to make it, son. And then my mom's like, you should get it. Maybe
yeah,
go to law
yeah,
school.
Yeah, that's funny. Like,
'cause she knows how hard it is
yeah.
to be an artist.
Yeah,
So he's very supportive. And actually, he came to one of my shows like in college when I first started doing it.
Wow.
Yeah, he was and he's always been very supportive. He's a cool guy.
Is he a funny guy?
He's goofy. He's dad funny.
Okay.
And he's very charismatic. And he's got a big personality. I wouldn't say he's got well-crafted material.
No. But he's fun to be around.
Oh,
he's
yeah, like
yeah.
People
good,
love him.
He's
people
a good chap.
He's a cool guy. So the interesting thing about my dad, especially now in his older years, and I mentioned this, I started alluding to this, that he was a national champion gymnast, right?
Yeah.
So he's big-time athlete.
Uh-huh.
And now he's, like, 60, and he's starting to do, like, extreme sports.
Wow.
Like, scuba. Like, he did a 100-mile mountain bike race. Like 2 months ago, And it's weird. Like, we love it. We support it. But it's weird. Like, he doesn't have to do that.
No.
He texted me when we were
It's starting to get scary, too, at 60, I bet.
It feels like the dog at the pound that knows he's going to get put down and is just like, actually, I can talk. Look.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? Like, look at all my stunts. And he's like, I can dance. Because then he was like, he texted me when I was going home for Thanksgiving 2 weeks ago. Like, night before I left, and he's like, hey, we should go high altitude snowshoeing while you're home. And I was like, what? Like, I was like, well, it's Thanksgiving. It's fucking put on your sweatpants.
Yeah.
And shut up. And he's like, no, it'll be fun. We'll go up, you know, we'll hike up whatever pass, and then we'll do a 14er. And I was like, no, that's not what I'm coming home for, man. Like, he's very that way. He loves, we've climbed a lot of mountains together.
Wow, that's fun.
He's a wild dude, and he does, like, every now and then, you'll get a text from him that he's like, hey, I'm climbing the Matterhorn next month. And you're like, you know that's in Switzerland, right? Like, you gotta, and
to
then,
get my dad out of the house, I would have to do, like, a little trail of small glasses of single batch bourbon, like, for him to be like, ooh, little glass of bourbon,
ooh, little glass of bourbon.
And then maybe he would get, like, out of the driveway.
Yeah.
I would love to have a dad to be like, I got plans, and
game? It makes us all look like shit.
Oh, well, that is part of it, too.
Because yeah, I'm, like, 25 and able-bodied, and he's just like, yeah, well, I did 75 miles on the bike yesterday, and now I'm going to go do lawyer stuff for 12 straight hours. Dude sleeps 3.5 to 4 hours a night. Like, he's a psycho.
That's crazy.
He's the most high-performing 60-year-old you've ever met.
Did you get any trouble as a kid?
Not a lot.
You weren't. I see you kind of as a good little boy.
I was. I was scared.
Yeah. we all are.
No, but I was a pussy. Like, I wouldn't. I was like the thrill of doing something wrong was never outweighed by, or was always outweighed by the terror of getting in trouble.
Yeah. What was like the most trouble you, like, what you must remember it then if you were a good kid, right?
Yeah, so the most trouble, and actually I used to have a stand-up bit about it, but it's a long story. I guess it's not even really trouble. I got in trouble the first time I ever had a sexual experience. I got
Love
caught by she told her dad, and then her dad called and handled it terribly, but my parents are yeah, it was weird. Like, I was getting like threats from like a 50-year-old man. I was like 13. And he, like, called my...
Y'all boned?
What?
At 13?
Well, I got mouth boned at 13.
Oh, okay. That's a lot.
Which
13.
Is cool.
That's,
yeah.
That's very cool.
It's very cool.
And you still weren't a cool kid after that?
Well, I didn't talk. I wasn't going around being like, I skull fucked. You know what I mean? I wasn't bragging. But it was, like, cool.
It was
and
very
cool.
And
then she told her dad, and then her dad called my... Like, because he was a father. It was like, I think we need to, you know, but he was a bad... Like, he's a bad dude. Maybe not. Yeah. Maybe he's better now. I don't know. I don't talk to him.
Fuck you,
but
her dad.
He, like, went... yeah, fuck you, her dad. New podcast idea. So he, like, called my parents, and my parents were... They handled it really well, because they're, like, they're adults. They're good parents who were, like, not weird about... But they had to be... That was the most, like, quote, trouble. But it wasn't really trouble. It felt like trouble at the time, because wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they were cool about it, and then it was cool because...
Well, it's pretty easy to be the son's parents. They're like, my son's getting blown at 13?
Hell yeah.
Bad job, son.
Yeah, bad... Yeah, they were a little bit... my mom was, you know, talking about adult responsibility, and my dad in the back was kind of like, oh. But it wasn't, it was never that overt, because he's kind of dorky, so he would never have done that. But, like, you could, even then I was like, I'm only in trouble because this is really embarrassing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is super embarrassing.
Yeah, and I didn't want to have to deal with that. And so then, but then the dad eventually, like, it was over, quote, like, we thought, you know, my parents had talked to them, and then he, like, went onto her Facebook and started sending me messages.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and then I, like, didn't want to deal with it, so I didn't say anything. And then, like, 2 weeks later, because I, as an eighth grader, was like, this is wrong.
Was
this
he, like, pretending to be her? Was he,
no,
like, hi, Evan.
It was, wait, that would have been kind of hot.
Why don't you come over to the storage unit?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, babe, you got a storage unit? How'd you do that at 13? I've always wanted to have a storage unit. He was like, don't, like, literally being like, glad to see you've not tried to contact her. Don't ever speak to my daughter. And it was like, And cool. I remember reading it and being like, I'm 13. Like, I wasn't even trying to be an adult where it's like, I can't believe I... It was like, literally like, this is wrong.
Yeah.
And I didn't tell my parents for like 2 weeks because I was embarrassed. I didn't want to bring it up again. And then finally I was like, I have to bring this up. I brought it up to them. I've never seen my dad more like... Like, it was like he, like Liam Neeson in Taken. Like,
yes.
Just very calmly gearing up to end a life.
Just slowly lifting a gun you didn't know existed
and
onto the
like,
table.
Like, screwing a silencer on and just being like, it's going to work out, son. He's, like, putting dual swords on his back.
Yeah,
like, this dude is spray painting his face black. Like, and he's just like, we're really proud of you for coming forward. And he literally was, like, pulling out chains to go fuck this guy up. It was pretty wild. So I guess that's the most like trouble I ever.
Well, what ended up happening?
I don't think that I know of. I don't think they let me into the rest of the process. But you know that guy's been
the Iowa showdown.
Guy's been missing for a long time. And my dad is a lawyer. He's got connections.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I think he probably called him and was like privately called him and was like very diplomatically like, if you ever, you know, he's like
I bet they had a dad duel.
Well, and
they played Bago.
Yeah.
If I win, my son fucks your dog.
It ended with them like just stoically clinking a glass, both drinking it and then parting forever.
Yeah. Much like me and my crush in fifth grade. She's getting married now. She's married.
You should talk to someone. You gotta let this go. I'm sorry that she hurt you.
Listen, buddy, I've let it go.
It doesn't sound like it.
I mean, you know.
No, I don't. Actually, I don't know at all.
I'm in a great relationship now. You know,
yeah.
Fifth grade hasn't touched me at all. It was weird that we I still haven't spoken to her again after that.
Yeah, but you know about her life.
Yeah, you know. You keep in tabs. You know, you scroll. Actually, that's really all Facebook is now. Now I'm 27.
Just seeing which one of your friends is doing
just
better.
Like, oh, well, not even friends. It's just like, oh, this person from my past is either getting married or dead. Those are really the two.
Yeah.
Or having a kid.
Well, you grew up in an opioid community.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, I don't know. I was just kidding.
Do you want to plug anything before we get out of here besides your show?
Plug anything? Plug my dad's law practice.
Absolutely.
Over Turf McGath and Hull, if you're looking for civil litigation out of Denver, Colorado.
Civil litigation.
Yeah.
So that's over like yard space and stuff, whose property it is?
No, he represents company. Like he'll do...
Oh, super fun.
Yeah, it's insurance defense work, which is really funny because it sounds so evil. And
isn't that the job Mr. Incredible failed at?
Probably.
That's
it's
a deep,
the day-to-day of it is not evil, but it sounds so evil, especially today.
Yeah.
But he does a pretty good job of not
You're
being
like,
evil.
Hey, Geico's a good guy.
No. He'll represent companies that like if it's like a hotel chain that like the water's too hot and scalds some dude.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
He'll be like, yeah, Marriott's a good guy.
Yeah.
They were just trying to do their best.
They were having a bad day.
Keeping the water hot.
Yeah. They took it out on someone. So if you ever need that, do I want to plug anything? My show at the Lincoln Lodge, first and third Sundays. And you can go to evanhull.com.
Whoa.
I actually don't have a website.
Fuck.
Oh, and there's another. If you look up Evan Hull, there's another Evan Hull, and he's the star running back of Northwestern football.
Hey,
and we're friends on Instagram, so we're going to, yeah.
That's going to be
I'll
great
give
for
him
the pod
a plug.
Clicks, too.
I don't think he needs it.
Yeah, I'll tag him in all the podcast stuff as well.
Yeah, you should tag him, and then when he hits you up about it, be like, oh, sorry, it's accident. We had the other Evan Hull on.
No, I'll just ask him. I'll just be like, we had the shitty Evan Hull on, but we want you on.
Yeah, I mean, you had to end mean. We're having a nice time. We're both drinking cold snacks. I mean, we were doing a good time. We unpacked your trauma. We talked about mine.
I was kind of mean this episode. I'm sorry. It was the edibles.
I was just about to say, you had an edible this morning, and now you're fuming. You're just a little bit irate.
I compared you to poop falling into a toilet.
I recall.
Yeah.
That was my Foursquare incident.
Well, Evan, thanks for doing it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was fun.
Absolutely.
Hey guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that, Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it, and keep listening. Thank you so much.